keeping you in touch with Michigan and the world.
After on this Wednesday, glad to have you with us. It's the Steve Gerber Show. If you'd like to add your comment, 888-900-9966. My next guest, highly coveted and sought after because she's just so good. I see her on TV all the time. I go, look, there's my buddy. Deneen Borelli is the chief political correspondent at Conservative Review. Deneen, welcome back to the program.
Hey, Steve, my buddy. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, we love having you and your husband here on the program, and Conservative Review is such a great resource for everybody. And now with CRTV, it's even bigger. We'll talk about that later. But, you know, I was a little shocked, floored. I'm guessing you were too, when, you know, the latest parting shot. There's been a bunch of parting shots from Barack Obama going after Donald Trump, the president-elect. The latest being, well, if I had run, I could have beaten him, which all that says to me is he's really saying Hillary Clinton was a lousy candidate and a lot more. What did you make of it?
Oh, yeah, well, I'm not surprised, because when you think about it, you know, President Obama just can't help himself because of his ego and his arrogance. I mean, clearly he's a legend in his own mind, so we are talking about Planet Obama. But, yeah, that was really a dig at Hillary as well, because he did say that, you know, I would basically be a shoo-in. But really, what planet does this man live on? Because Hillary lost because Americans did not want a third term of an Obama presidency, the failures of his policies. I mean, he needs to, like, get a clue here.
Well, he has lost, I think I've seen this from a few different sources, but it's somewhere north of 1,030 seats. When you look at the number of seats lost in the U.S. House, which is more than 60, the number of Senate seats that remain lost today, which is 10, and then hundreds of seats at the state level in legislatures all over this country, plus 14 governorships, I believe, that have all gone to the Republicans since Barack Obama became president. So he was able to win two terms. But after that, everybody else on his team seemed to lose. It's pretty stark, actually.
It is pretty stark, and you would think that Democrats would be looking at what the problem is within their own party, and the problem is they're not relating to Americans, but not only that, the party is ran by a bunch of elites, Steve. They don't relate to everyday Americans. They're not relating to their concerns, and when you look at their policies, how they are harming hardworking Americans, you know, think about their base. You have environmentalists and the blue-collar union workers. Well, the blue-collar union workers went the other way this election because there is a conflict. Environmentalists don't want us to use our natural resources. And you have the blue-collar workers who, like in the coal industry, for example, hardworking Americans, great-paying jobs, and you have Obama, who has basically decimated that industry, and Hillary Clinton was planning to do more of the same. So they really do need to look at themselves and their policies.
Well, but they don't. There's not a lot of soul-searching for Democrats. Now, having said that, I mean, I talk to Democrats that, you know, are in the places that I work and so forth, that are not part of the apparatus, if you will, who say they were ashamed and mortified by the whole Jill Stein recount effort, and they were mortified by Hillary Clinton being involved with that and not being graceful losers, if you will. They were really embarrassed by that behavior. Not on the left at the higher levels, though. These folks from Hollywood to New York City and nothing in between, they just don't get it. They just keep beating the same drum. This is not my America. This is not my president. Yeah, actually it is, and you lost.
Well, this is true, and you know, what think about the temper tantrum that they threw since Donald Trump won the election. You mentioned the recount with Jill Stein. What about the fake news nonsense that they were throwing around, blaming Russia for the loss? The Democrats lost the election. It was Russian hacking, and then the Electoral College. I mean, my goodness, the electors were intimidated and harassed, getting threatening letters and emails. Their families are being intimidated. So, yeah, talk about tolerance. No, they are the party of intolerance, and they continue to throw their temper tantrum. I'm waiting to see what they plan on doing next, because I'm sure it's not over.
No, it's not. Michael Moore and his minions will be there. You know, but it is, I got to comment on the fact that it is humorous to me that Brian Williams, Lion Brian, is out there talking about fake news. Really? You people have no shame. It's just, it's like, wow. Anyhow, and the popular vote, the Democrats are all for the popular vote. And the popular vote must stand. Unless, of course, it's, say, California, and the people say and vote that they don't want gay marriage, at which point the popular vote means nothing. You see, it depends. Their opinion of the Constitution, the popular vote, are only reflective of how it affects their agenda. They don't have no use for the Constitution or popular vote or much of anything else if it affects their agenda in a negative way.
No, you're absolutely right. And, you know, I hope folks are taking notice of how the Democrats were acting since they lost the election. And really, it's not about their base. It's not about the voters. It's all about the elites and those who are the muckety-muck, the suits in charge of, basically running the party and the ones calling the shots, really. It's not about the concern of Americans. You know, this election was about the economy, and it was about jobs. And people want to work. They want to be able to support themselves and their families. And the Democrats, they really just have it all wrong because from their perspective, it's about money, power, and influence. You're just supposed to vote for us, not have a voice, not speak up, not fight back. And that's what they're about.
What about this new, and we've only got about a minute left here, Doreen, but I want to know, what about this new movement of like union people coming to the Republican Party, the middle class, the steel workers, the carpenters, the pipe fitters, migrating to the Republicans and away from the Democrats? It's a new day and a new political setting in America for sure. I'll give you 30 seconds for the last word, what you make of it.
No, sure. It really is a new day, and I think Donald Trump will put our country on the right course. And you mentioned the blue-collar union workers. Now, for many, many years, they've just been blindly supporting Democrat policies, but those policies are putting a lot of them out of work on the unemployment line. So it does come down to jobs.
Yeah, putting them in the crosshair, not just putting them out of work, making them a target to be put out of work, which is even worse. Deneen Borelli, always a pleasure to have you on. I look forward to seeing you soon, maybe even at the inauguration. You have a great new year, my friend.
Thank you, Steve. Happy New Year.
There you have it. Deneen Borelli from Conservative Review.